judge this type of things, why has the Lord Jesus not returned? Today is the last of the sermons on the second coming of Christ. And this is the concluding. Why has Jesus not returned as he said? When did he say so? Over 2,000 years ago.
And why has he not come? Can you give me the answer? Do you know the answer? Has it ever occurred to you why Jesus said he would come? In John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now comes the promise, he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Now this is the promise. Question: why has Jesus not come from then till now? It's 2,000 years plus. Do you know why? Do you have the answer? If you know the answer, why God judged the earth first time? Now this is the second time. Why did God judge the earth the first time? In the time of Noah. Right. Then you have the answer also for the second question. Why has Jesus not come? Now, can you tell me the answer? If not, I will tell you. The answer is, the world is not wicked enough. You know what judgment is for? Judgment is for crimes committed. When people have done enough of wrong things that is intolerable, there will be judgment coming. For example, in Singapore, right now, I don't know what crimes are being committed. But, for example, in the case of Little India, the crime was that of rioting. Why did the people riot? It's an intolerable situation. Government took action right away to get the evildoers to book and then judge them. Now, do you have some clue? Please turn to the book of Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. Here is a key question was asked to Jesus. Tell us, when is your coming? Now this is very helpful for us to understand why Jesus has not come so long a time. Why is it he has not come? Why did he come in the first place? Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 26 says, "As it was in the days of Noah," this is the Greek spelling of Noah, "no, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, etc., etc. They lived the days until the day that Noah entered in the ark, and then judgment from God came down from heaven. To find the reason for that judgment, you have to turn to, not now, but when you go home, if you're interested, is Genesis chapter 6 from verse 5. It says, and God looked down, and all that he saw was so wicked that he could not tolerate it anymore. Then he poured down judgment. Now that is the reason. So here the first reason, the first answer that Jesus gave to his disciples, who says, Lord, when are you coming again? And the first thing is, when the days of Noah are repeated, that is the sign. What is the sign? When the world is wicked enough, the Lord will come to judge. Please understand, this coming is in judgment. And the Lord does not come easily just for a pleasure trip or so. No. When there is wickedness beyond a certain limit, he will come. Now the next verse for you to see is verse 28. Likewise, as in the days of Lot. Now, what were the days of Lot like? This is very instructive for us to know. What was characteristic of the days of Lot? Do you remember the story? How Lot had a tiff or quarrel with the uncle, Abraham. Then they had to part company, and Abraham says, we are relatives, brothers. He humbled himself to call himself a brother. Let's not quarrel. If you take the right side, I take the left side. You take the first choice. And what did Lot do? Do you remember? Lot chose the plain of the Jordan, and there were the cities of the plain. The wicked, wicked cities like Singapore is going to be. Did you read Straits Times today? Or yesterday? I don't know what it was. I think it was today. Did you read Straits Times, which says the pink dot rally on Hong Lim Green drew 26,000 people yesterday? Did you read that? And 5 years ago, it drew just over 2,000. Yesterday was 26,000. Now what has happened? These are the days of Lot come to Singapore. When will Jesus return because of this great wickedness? Do you know what is the sin of Lot and his neighbors in the city of Sodom? What was the sin? Homosexuality today is seen as a tolerable social event. Don't worry. They are human beings like us. Why do you want to limit them? So, once you say that, the sin mushrooms and grows. 26,000. Now, we are not talking here about that event. But we are trying to answer the question, why has the Lord not come? We read just now, please turn again. Second Peter. By the way, while we turn to Peter, do you recall that Peter was chosen to be a disciple from the fisherfolk of Galilee. The Lord Jesus was walking along the beach and saw this brother, Peter, Simon, and his brother, Andrew, the two of them. Jesus says, come along, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. That's how he began, all right? Now, but what else is known of Peter? Do you remember that when Jesus was about to be arrested, what did Peter say to him? Lord, whatever happens to you, I will follow you. Don't worry. To prison, I'll go. Even to the death, I'll go. When the time came, when he was faced with the identity with Jesus, what happened? He said, I don't know him. I don't know that man. Who is he? Three times. But the Lord told him, that one he's committed that grave denial. Now, what am I driving at? Jesus knew him. That's why he chose him. Even though he has fallen, he repented. Immediately after his denying Jesus, he wept bitterly. That is Peter. So now, he's here, able to write a letter. The Epistle of Peter, second volume, chapter 3. All right. Now we read. Verse 3. Know this first. There shall come in the last days scoffers. What are scoffers? Do you ever scoff? I think most of us know how to scoff. You know what is to scoff? Sneer at people. Laugh at them derisively. Think evil of some people because they are probably quite evil. So you look down and talk down on them. Now, here the Apostle Peter is writing a general letter. Do you know why the Lord has not come? Answer, I've given you the answer already. Why has Jesus not returned? Answer is, the people are not wicked enough. Take, for example, Singapore. If 5 years ago, when they had the homosexuality rally, they mustered 2,000 people. This time, 26,000. Is that a progression? Of course. People are getting more liberal, more open-minded, more pro-gay. They may not themselves be gay, but they say, never mind lah, never mind. Live and let live. This is a sign, dear friends, we are here to talk about. Now, the last time God looked down, Genesis 6, and it says, wherever he looked, whatever he saw was so disgusting and so wicked, everything. And he says, I will destroy. I will destroy these people whom I made. It's come to that point. Now, why has Jesus not come? Because the world is not wicked enough. When it is wicked enough, he will surely come. Do you see the signs? Do you think that pink dot is a sign? Of course. If 5 years ago, only 2,000 something people rallied in Hong Lim Kim Green, and yesterday 26,000 came out, is that deterioration? Answer is absolutely. But Singapore is not the world, you know. Yes, we have shown the true colors of Singapore, pro-gay. What other countries? There are so many countries, about 20 of them, openly pro-gay. Now, according to this that I've told you, when things get bad enough, Jesus will come. Now, what do we do? I have, as usual, some OHPs to show you. Some of you like my OHPs. Some are not very keen about it because they stick. Now, I've tried something to cure the stickiness. That is baby powder. Quite good. Now, the first OHP I want to show you is the first judgment. The first judgment of planet Earth was by water. Do you know that many church leaders, even now, today, still want to argue that the water judgment of Noah's day was a local flood? I have shown here what we believe, and I think we feel very justified in believing that. Because God says so, and all the evidence points to a global flood and not a local flood. Unfortunately, the tempter poisons the minds even of some BP ministers. I used to attend the synod meeting of elders and pastors. And there we saw the deterioration, but not the judgment, of pastors in the BP church who wanted to say the flood was a local flood, not global, and therefore pervert the word of God. And they wanted also to change our Bible from the King James Bible to the NIV. How many of you use NIV? If you use NIV, let me inform you, you are using a perverted, contaminated Bible. Now, what is evidence? How do you know there was a global judgment? How do you know God judged the world by a global flood? How do you know? Here is one proof. Every time you drive your car up to a pumping station and say, please top up, you tell the person to top up with what? Petroleum. What is petroleum? Petroleum is the result of the judgment that God sent on planet Earth. See, the name itself tells you. Petroleum is from two words. Petra, which means stone. Oleum means oil. Why was the oil derived from stone. Why stone oil? Do you know why? I'll show you all the evidence that you may know. Today is a lesson in creationism. These are pictures of sandstone deposits. Sandstone, as a rule, are deposited in water. And here, on the mountaintops in America, you can see them. Grand Canyon, when you take the train through North America, through Canada, for 1,000, 2,000 miles, all the rock on top of the mountains can be seen. As you go for 2,000 miles, all that rock is the same as this sandstone rock. Where did they come from? Answer: they came from sedimentary deposits on the mountain tops. And then after the flood, there was a land realignment. All the landmass was raised. And then they go to the top. Here is another picture. As they say, seeing is believing. Another picture, can you see the striated deposit of rocks from here to here? You say, well, I can't go to America. You don't need to go to America. You go to Malaysia. You go to Philippines. Very easy. All the hillsides are full of these sedimentary rocks. Now, I will not bore you with more of these pictures, but they are so good that I feel compelled to show them to you. Now, you see how the sedimentary rocks were laid down layer by layer. Who did it? How did they get there? The flood, when all that landmass was under the water. How long did the flood last? Can you remember? 371 days, over 1 year. And everything on earth, including all the birds, except those animals and birds which were inside the ark of protection from flooding, from floods. All the rest of the birds and animals perished. All of them died, except those saved in the ark. Similar sandstone deposits from north to south along the Rocky Mountains of North America, as well as for those of you going to the Mount Sinai in the Holy Land, as you travel by bus down the what peninsula? I have a mind blank at the moment. But as you drive along the peninsula southwards from Cairo to Mount Sinai along the peninsula, you see mile upon mile upon mile upon mile of what? Sedimentary rocks. Where did they come from? This is all part of the sandstone deposits due to the flood. Now, is this global flood recorded? Answer is yes. By those nations, such as the Chinese, who use their brain and their eyes to record what they saw. China is one such country. You go to China and there is one temple called Temple of Good Harvests in Nanjing, in Beijing. And there you see, in that temple, not one image, not one idol of any kind, nothing. All they did was, this is a large version of these four words here. Huang Tian Shang Di, the supreme ruler of the universe, dwells here. This was the temple of good harvest, where the emperor annually comes here to sacrifice and to pray for God to give good harvest. Huang Tian Shang Di. So that God was given the name Shang Di, the supreme ruler and God. Now the originators of the Chinese language, I'm happy I was born a Chinese so that I am compelled to learn something of China. So should most of you be too. Now what is this word? Do you know this word? Encapsulates or commemorates the global flood. Do you know that this character on the left is the word for Zhou? And that means an ocean-going craft which has sails on top with a mast going down. And this is underwater. All that is underwater. Above water is the mast and the sail. And in this Zhou, there are eight people. Eight, this is the word for eight. And how do they count people in China? By their mouth. So you have so many mouths. You say this country has 1,300,000,000 mouths, people. So we are blessed with ancestors who were true to the historical evidence of the flood. They wrote this word, say, let us not forget the flood. When eight ancestors, who were the eight ancestors? Do you know? Do you know our ancestors were inside those eight people? Noah, three sons, four males. Four wives, eight people. All right. So, why did God flood out the earth at that time? Because wickedness was enough. They had reached breaking point. God's tolerance and long-suffering was over. Now, for our advantage, for the future, the same ancestors help us to reconcile ourselves to the fact that God will judge the earth again. First time, God judged with water. We all know, if you don't know, I'm telling you, I'm not a Chinese scholar, but I know enough. This is the first judgment on top. These three broken bent strokes are the water. And that is the name for Chinese, the Chinese name for flowing water. And the second judgment, not yet come, is fire. Chuan and Huo, I may not be absolutely right, but that conveys the meaning. Fire, water and fire. Water once in the time of Noah. Fire coming, not yet. You and I may witness the coming of fire, but we are going to read about it in a moment. So this is the record. Thank God for Peter the Apostle, who gave us this chapter, 2 Peter chapter 3. And there it shows the last and final judgment by God will be by fire. You scoffers, you know, are the people who laugh. Say, ha ha, what a stupid lot of people the Christians are to believe that there can be water enough to flood out the people of the earth. Stupid people. The last and final judgment will be by fire. Not, God is not going to repeat the water judgment again. But the next time, it will be by fire. Oh dear friends, please understand. God is not stupid. Man is stupid. Men in their own so-called wisdom become stupid. And the next judgment is by fire and it will be global. Please, there will be no escape from this judgment. No matter what you do, you can go up the mountain, you can go into the sea, submerge yourself, drive a submarine, you will not escape because God's fire is everywhere. You, even a submarine will be boiled until it cannot tahan. In the last days, there will be scoffers who say, you stupid people, stupid BPs, you think that God can do all this to judge us? Ah, please understand. It's not scoffers who are in charge, but it is God in charge. God who created also knows what to do. When the time comes, you know, after the explosion of the first atomic bomb on the island of Hiroshima, what does Hiroshima mean? The broad island. And there, one drop of a bomb, one bomb, In 1 minute, 100,000 Japanese disappeared. If that bomb is so terrific, no one can escape. So no use to be scoffers. Scoffers laughed and said, how can they do such a thing? They don't know God's power. Now, what do I say? I say, know God. Respect Him and kowtow to Him every day. Every day pray to Him. Say, Lord, I confess my sins. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, says the Lord Jesus. I say to all of us, how are you living your lifestyle? How is it? You say, nobody knows, la. Why worry? Why worry? I say, I'm not asking you to worry. I'm asking you to think. If God should send Jesus Christ tonight, how would you fare? How? We have a hymn which was given out together with the things tonight. We will sing from that hymn, that sheet. Christ returns. Can the organist play for us? Christ returns. It's number one. Have you all got it in your Hosong sheet? Yes, that's right. In the back of the sheet that was given out, every one of you have one. Let me have a copy, please. Thank you very much. This sheet at the back, Christ returns. All right, we'll sing seated. Listen to the music. Christ returns. Follow me. Christ returns. Christ returns. Though we know not the day, He may come at night. Nor the dawn day bright. If you're waiting to meet Him, if you're watching to greet Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Second time, Christ returns. Christ returns. Day. Right. Then we sing hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Now this song like that may awaken you to the gravity of the situation. You get provoked. Then you say, what must I do? What must you do? The next song is, what you must do. Read your Bible, pray every day. Are you doing that? You say, I'm a past master in praying and Bible reading. I say, congratulations, keep it up. Let's arise and sing it. Read your Bible, pray every day. It's in every home sings. It's in any case. And when we sing, you will be able to follow. Together, read your Bible, pray every day,
Pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow, if you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Second time, read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow, if you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day to grow. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, have mercy upon us, thy people. Open our spiritual understanding that we may know the gravity of the times in which we live. To know that very soon we shall hear the trumpet sound, the Son of Man has returned. O Lord, may we all be ready, watching unto prayer and reading of the Word of God to know the gravity and the seriousness of the days we live in. O Lord, bless your people with grace, mercy, and peace, and the fullness of the Spirit and the joy of salvation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.